Yeah, let's see what we can figure out. That would be, you know, because that's a, I don't know if you heard everything I was saying over there, but that's kind of a, I went to the Kenwood Viking dealer today, and I sat down with the owner, and we went through the, because building yourself one of those Viking radios is a, it's just like the Motorola's. It's a real process. And we went through and we kind of, you know, we're checking boxes and do this, do that, delete this, delete that, you know, don't enable this, and, you know, and trying to figure out where we needed to go. And we ended up having to call the factory, and we got factory support to try to help us walk through it. And after we got all done with it, it's just unobtainable. It's prohibitive, and it's grossly prohibitive. And so so that's not going to happen. So I can't do it all with one, so now I'm starting to lean more towards doing it with two. And, you know, I mean, I've already got an 03 control head XTL UHF, and I could get a, you know, and I could get a 5500 UHF. Of course, that would be overkill. I don't know. I got to think long and hard about what I want to do. But, there may be a two-radio solution in my future for the personal car just because of the prices,